Brenda is in Indiana. We're trying to get in as many as we can on open lines. Hey, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
All right, open lines. Where do you want to take us?
Okay, well, I just want to roll this down as fast as I can because I know you're busy. Okay, number one, I did see that sideshow, that one that woman was talking about, and I saw one that had twins that were together, and I saw the other one in the jar that did it at the same time. I have this house. Are you with me?
I'm trying to be.
Okay, I just wonder if you can hear me. I don't know if I lost my signal.
No, I'm not sure I lost it, but I'm not sure I know where you're going with this, so I'm just trying to understand where you're going with this.
Okay, I just wanted to note that I was at that side show, the same one
right.
that you was.
Right.
I want to tell you about this house that I moved into. Actually,
okay.
It's a duplex. And we moved in here. I came first with my dog, and my dog kept seeing something by the fireplace. And then I started seeing it. It was a woman in white. And she's always standing by the fireplace, by the steps, by the fireplace. And then my ex-boyfriend that I had 15 years ago showed up like 8 months later in February. We met on my birthday, Valentine's Day, 15 years ago. Anyway, he showed up on Super Bowl to watch the Super Bowl, and I let him do that. Well, I was, I don't know, I got a bad Arby's or something. I was upstairs asleep. And he came up the steps. There was another person that seen the woman standing by the fireplace, another friend of mine, that I never told him. No one told him. I saw this woman in white, standing by the fireplace. Well, previously, my boyfriend's mother had died, right, previously. And anyway, so he comes up into my room and wakes me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, bangs on the door, and just stands there and just complains about something and says my dog's name and just freezes there. I get up, I walk past him. I said, look, I'm not well. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Well,
okay.
he didn't say another word.
Right.
So I go down. 30 seconds later, I hear him fall. I run up the stairs, and there he is, frozen, like he's standing up on the floor. And okay. I start screaming for my son down the hall and start calling the police and giving him CPR. Well, the last word he said was my dog's name, which is the last word I said to him, whereas my dog, Micro. And the last word he said, his eyes were open and he spoke, and I thought he would be fine. But then I find out the person that died in this house before. And yes, I thought he was going to make it. I revived him, but he had an aneurysm.
Okay, I just don't know where we're going. So did the boyfriend die? Did your boyfriend die?
Yes, right on my birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then my mother went in the hospital the same day.
Okay.
And then, listen to this, that everything in the house you plug in. My mother, I was talking to her on the phone in Florida.
Yeah?
And she was screaming, fire, fire, fire. Everything you plug in this house, everything burns out. Every motor, everything.
Wow.
Every little thing. I'm just scared. I just don't know. I'm beyond myself.
Well, I understand that. That sounds like a lot going on all at once. Again, sorry about your boyfriend. Didn't want to get him lost in that deal. He just died after having seen a ghost, or at least whatever that image is by the fireplace. Luke is in Wyoming, west of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. Luke?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I have a story about, aliens.
This happened to you?
Yeah, me, my roommate, my roommate's girlfriend.
And you were taken up?
In Wyoming, well, it started when my roommate's girlfriend was babysitting out at, we called it north of town, a small town outside of town, where it's real dark and secluded and all that. And she started getting scared because the motion sensors kept coming on in the backyard. And at first she just saw, you know, wildlife, whatever, until she saw a human figure through the window.
Ooh.
So she started getting scared and called me and Brandon, that's my roommate, to go out there and check it out. So me and him go out there, and we wait for a few hours. Nothing happens. We're waiting, and then the backyard motion sensor comes on. So we get ready, thinking it's some pervert trying to catch, you know, check out his girlfriend and her 12-year-old sister. So I grab a baseball bat, and he has a wooden stick. And we go out there, and we see nothing. And we get to, like, the little barn in the backyard. And we hear running. And so it goes around one side of the barn. Brandon follows it. I go around the other side to meet him on the other side. And when we get to the other side, there's nothing there.
Got beamed up.
Yeah, like me and him just meet up on the other side with nothing there. So we're pretty freaked out about that.
I totally understand. And,